to chat about it. We're joined now by Ramona Shelburne of ESPN. Obviously, we're disappointed up here in Toronto, Ramona, because Davis isn't playing and LeBron's not playing. And this is this just a scheduled loss? Like the Lakers are throwing up the white flag and they're saying we're screwed, we can't win anyway, so we're not playing? Or how do you read this situation?
Seems like it, isn't it? I mean, it, you know, look, Patrick Beverley's not playing also. You know, although I don't know if that necessarily helps all that much, right? He hasn't been all that great for them this year so far. The thing with Anthony Davis, like that was bad timing last night, him getting the flu, because he's been on such a tear, you know. And I don't know that either of these guys would have played the second night of this back-to-back anyway. They did play in back-to-back, the other back-to-back they had on the road. I think it was in Washington was the other one they just had. And they did play in that. And so it's not like a scheduled, the Lakers never play the second night of a back-to-back. So you know, LeBron has been nursing some stuff. AD obviously got really sick last night. He had 101 fever. You know, I am always careful to say you know, if a guy should play through sickness, because especially now, like, we don't know with COVID and we don't know how things hit people and how, you know, my sense is Anthony Davis would play through something if it was, you know, play through a bowl, because he's been on such a roll. Like, they really wanted to keep that momentum going. And the Cleveland game is always one that he wants to play, especially when Jared Allen was coming back last night. So it just felt like it also kind of looked like he tweaked his lower back. Like, when he first went out in that game, he was grabbing his lower back. And that's been an injury he's had kind of all year. And so I think, like, when you're not feeling right and then you do something that's been a nagging injury. I wasn't surprised he didn't play today, though, because that's a tough back-to-back, man. You know,
It is a tough back-to-back. You've talked about a fever, some lower back pain.
Yeah.
But do you think the league, like, in general, this overall idea of going to a different city and some guys just saying, I'm not making the trip, not playing. Do you think there's ever anything done about that, Ramona?
I don't know what they can do. I mean, I think what they can try to do is just lessen the amount of these back-to-backs, or, like, try to make them not bad back-to-backs. Like, as far as I'm concerned, like, there's certain cities that I don't think should really try to avoid the team being part of a back-to-back. I don't think it's that big a deal if you have a team play the Lakers and the Clippers two nights in a row. That's fine, right? Even the Lakers and the Warriors, the Lakers and the Suns, Lakers and the Kings, anything in California is not that bad of a back-to-back. When you got a crossover, like when you go Lakers-Denver, like that, you know, Denver's a notoriously tough place to have a back-to-back. You know, the hotel is a long ways from the airport, you're at altitude, like that's a tough one. And crossing to Canada, you got to go through customs, it just takes longer, it's later, it's, you know, I know they're tough back-to-backs. The other day, the Trailblazers had a weird one. They came through L.A. They hosted the Clippers one night and then played the Lakers in L.A. the next night. I was like, that's kind of a tough back-to-back. And it was a tough game against the Clippers, too. Remember, they had a 20-point lead and blew it in the fourth quarter. I don't know. I don't know if the league can do anything other than try to continue to lessen the amount of these things. There's certain teams. What they do is they work with teams. Like, teams will kind of highlight certain games that it's not always just the back-to-back. Sometimes it's the four games and five nights, or six and eight, or whatever the timing is, where the sports performance people look at it and say, hey, the injury risk is higher here if you play. They try to talk to teams in advance, you know, you almost have to justify sitting out your stars, you know, and that's all they can do, I think.
So, Ramona, you're as tapped into the Lakers as anyone.
Yeah.
You know, they went on this, you know, before tonight's scheduled loss, which we all assume they're going to mail in, they'd won eight of their last 11. You know, Anthony Davis had reemerged as the guy everybody thought he was, you know, a world-class player. And then LeBron, at age 37, suddenly says, hey, maybe this won't be a wasted year. Maybe we can turn this thing around. What's your sense of the level of urgency in the front office in LA to maybe make that long-awaited trade and maybe put a little more into this season given this latest sign of life?
Well, here's what's interesting is, you know, we talk about this long-awaited trade, okay? But what most people think that is a Westbrook trade, right? A trade involving Russell Westbrook because he makes $47 million and that signing hasn't gone as planned for anybody involved. But he's actually played pretty well recently. Like, since they moved into that six-man role, he's kind of done exactly what they wanted him to do most of the whole time. And he's, you know, he had 15 assists off the bench the other night when they beat when they had that win in Washington. He's been pretty good for them. He's kind of not necessarily the problem, right? He'll be playing tonight. I mean, that's partially why they got him, right? This idea that he's durable, he plays hard, he gives you an effort, he gives you a chance to win. And he also makes $47 million, and he comes out, you know, he's coming off the bench. It's a lot to be playing a bench player, but he comes off the books this year. And so that contract, which was hard to move before, now becomes easier in a sort of, you know, it's a contract other teams can use to get contracts that maybe they overspent on or haven't gone well off the books, and that you can get more players for it. Maybe it's sort of, you look at it differently in the last year of the contract, right? And so I think if they do anything, it's probably more at the margins rather than a big impact trade for an all-star. I think they need some more shooting. They obviously need some depth. They have the two first-round draft picks in 27 and 29 they could trade, but they also have some players with tradable contracts. I think Kendrick Nunn and his contract could be moved. I think Patrick Beverley's another name you'll probably hear floating around out there. There's just, they have other much smaller things they can do that would change things around and probably be easier to execute. A Westbrook trade, any trade involving a player making $47 million. That's a lot of money to be including in a trade. That means that you have to include other players who are making sizable amounts as well.
With Ramona Shelburne of ESPN, it seems like in the NBA every 6 months there's another superstar that throws their name in a hat for wanting out, you know, of their respective situation and wants to be available. And we know, you know, 6 months ago that was Kevin Durant. That was rectified, or he was told you're not going anywhere. And the Nets have seemingly turned things around, really, ever since they fired Steve Nash. They're back in a top six spot in the Eastern Conference. Is that officially over? Like, is the KD conversation, in your opinion, Ramona, is that done? Or could that still come alive at some point?
I don't think that's done. Has it stabilized? Sure. But to me, they're still not thought of as a favorite to win in the East. I mean, would you say they have a better chance to beat the Celtics now than they did last year during the playoffs when they got swept?
They got a better coach, I will say that. I think, you know, Steve Nash was probably a hindrance, but I don't see them beating Boston four times.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see them beating Boston four times. I don't see them beating Milwaukee, right? I mean, it's, you know, some of the class of the East, but maybe you could make an argument they can beat Cleveland. I don't know. He wants to win championships. The guy's 34 years old. That was like his message, is that I want to win. And, you know, I don't think he gets frustrated that this team they've put together, he doesn't feel like it's a contender. Now, a lot of that rides on how well Ben Simmons develops and comes back around, if he can be Ben Simmons again. A lot of that depends on Seth Curry's health. I think, to me, when I watch the Nets, like, when they have some shooting, when they have Seth Curry as a secondary scorer, secondary, third, depending on where you want to put him with Kyrie, right? They have, you know, a deeper team and a well-rounded team. But Ben Simmons is the key to everything for them. If he's anything like the guy who made multiple all-star teams and finished second in defensive player of the year voting, then they got a real chance. But if they don't, if he's just, you know, in and out of the lineup, hurt, still kind of finding his game again for a long period of time, like one game he's got, another game he doesn't, they're not going to go too far. So I don't think the Haiti thing is over. I think just, you know, the longer it goes on, the more options teams have, the more other things might shake loose, but it's just quiet for now.
Yeah, it is. It's quieted down. Always great catching up with you, Ramona. We appreciate you doing this. Thank you.
Yeah. Sorry, I have such a weird game tonight, but at least you got one of the guys. Westbrook's playing.
Yep. There you go. Westbrook's playing. Siakam's playing. Yeah. That's the guy tonight. Pascal's playing. Yeah, we'll watch that. Thank you, Ramona. Ramona Shelburne of ESPN. Raptors, Lakers tonight on TSN. Legendary patients deserve a legendary hospital. Help us build the new SickKids by becoming a monthly donor today. Your donations will help build an expanded neonatal intensive care unit, a new state-of-the-art operating suites, and deliver more care to more children in need. Go to tsn1050.ca to become a monthly donor now, and your donation will be triple matched every month for an entire year. We'll come back with our best bets brought to you by FanDuel. Tee up again, Raptors, Lakers tonight. Big Thursday nighter tomorrow. I'll be on the clock with that game, feeling pretty good about it going into it. And the World Cup returns on Friday, and the Leafs are back in action with the Kings in town tomorrow as well. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on TSN 2.